Okay, we are on Nun Zayin Amabez, and we are in the sugyas of being machmitz, the menachas that one is not allowed to be machmitz. We spoke about Peiros Ein Machmitzin yesterday, which parts of the mincha is subject to the Isser. We spoke about the Shirayim and the Komets and the state of the mincha before it is Nikmatz. And we are up to Tanu Rabbanan on Nun Zayin Amabez, about 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. Just one hour, I wanted to just review again the mitzvah in the Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Tzadik Zayin. Yesterday we were talking a lot about the Lechem HaPanim, about whether the Lechem HaPanim was Niskadish beforehand or not, whether it was a Midas Yavish, Midas Lach. So the Chinuch writes, this is a mitzvah daraisa to do the avod of the Lechem HaPanim, which is an interesting machlokas. In the Rishonim, the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tzadik Zayin, Lo hasim bebeis hamikdash lefnei Hashem lechem tamid. It's a mitzvah to put the lechem upon him, always in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's a machlokas tanam. What does that mean? Does tamid mean at least daily, or does it mean every second? And that is what the Chinuch quotes later on in the Rambam, that a number of Kohanim went into the Heichal all at one time, a number of them to remove the old lechem on Shabbos, and a number of them to put in the new lechem. And Misharshi a mitzvah, the Chinuch quotes at length here, why, what's the shorish of the mitzvah of the lechem upon him? It's all about that we want to do a mitzvah. We want to get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with whatever we do a mitzvah with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizbarech us with that item. So if we want our parnasa to be mizbarech by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we take bread, which is the symbol of parnasa, and do a mitzvah with bread, and in that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Bez Hashem, give us appropriate parnasa. That's the part of the mitzvah, part of the reason, part of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're coming. So that is what the Chinuch holds. The Chinuch holds that it is counted as one mitzvah, and the Rambam as well counted this way. If you look at the Ravid in the Minyan HaKatzar, the Ravid right before Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam has a very short list, has a one line for every mitzvah. So the Ravid there assumes that there should be more than one mitzvah counted. Not just one mitzvah of lechem upon him, but the Ravid holds there should be three mitzvahs. One, the sidur of the lechem. Two, the burning of the bazichin, the burning of the Lavonas on the Mizbeach, as I said, Vrasada al-Marechas Lavona Zaka. And number three, the Achilas Lachem HaPanim. That's the Ravid. It's the Machlokas Ramam Ravid of whether, the Machlokas Ramam Ravid, how many mitzvahs should it be counted as? Should it be counted as one or should it be counted as three? So the way the Achronim usually understand the Machlokas is that why wouldn't the Ramam count this as separate mitzvahs? Lachem HaPanim, the burning of the little cups of the Bazichin and the Achilas, the Achila of the Lechem HaPanim, says the Mitzvah Samelach, says Rav Asher Weiss, say other Achronim, well, maybe it's because the Rambam holds that in a certain sense, the Lechem HaPanim is a form of a Karban Mincha. It has its own element, unique element as well, but it's also a form of a Karban Mincha. As our Blat, as our Gemara has been talking about, that the Isser of Chimutz also applies to the Lechem HaPanim. And if that's true, you know why the Rambam doesn't count a separate mitzvah of eating the Lechem HaPanim? Because he counts a mitzvah of eating the Shirayim of the Menachas. And it's included in that mitzvah. And you know why he doesn't count a separate mitzvah of burning the Bazichei Lavona? Because he counts the mitzvah of burning the Komets. And included in that is the burning of the Bazichei Lavona. So therefore, the only unique mitzvah he counts is the mitzvah of the Sidur of the Lechem HaPanim. The Ravid, counting three mitzvahs, must assume that there is some uniqueness, and it's not just a regular Karban Mincha, and even the elements that seem to be parallel to other Menachas, it has uniqueness, and he counts it separately. So we had that discussion in the Mitzvah Shir, when we discussed the Mitzvah of Tzadik Zayin, and we've had it before here in this Masechta. Okay, so now let us go back to where we're up to, Tanu Rabbanan on Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin l'ma'ala mi b'sar chatas umi b'sar asham. How do I know that if I bring up and put on the mizbeach all of these items that are usually eaten, all of these items are not burnt? That's going to be the problem. What if I'm ma'ala meat of the chatas or meat of the asham umi b'sar kachi akadashim or meat of any other kachi kachim? So what does that mean? You already listed off chatas and asham. So what other kachi kachim is there? So the only one listed left here is l'chor the kifsei atzeres. right? The shlamim that we're going to bring on Shavuos, right? That's the only one left. Umi kachim kalim, right? What does the sheet of Kubetza say? No Zion? Just takes out the hay. Kachi kachim. Umi kachim kalim. Umi mosar haomer, or the leftovers of the carbon omer, which are all eaten. Umi mosar shtei lechem. Mosar shtei lechem, the leftovers of the shtei lechem, will be lechem apanim. Right? That basically means the shtei lechem. What's the mosar of the shtei lechem? Right? The whole shtei lechem is eaten. And the whole kivsei atzeret, the whole lechem apanim is eaten. So the moser, the lechem apanim, must mean after you burn the little cups of the lavona. Umishari menachos. How do I know if I burn all of these items or I bring them up on the mizbech? Shu below say that it is an isadaraisa tamalomar ki kol saar v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Any saar dvash. It's us, we learned that from the same pasuk that we have been talking about, so that's why this is here. You're not allowed to burn anything from it. So we darshan on that last phrase, kol shehu mimenu le'ishim, harehu b'vat taktiru. Anything that from it has a portion that goes to the fire, so then the rest of it has an iser to burn. That's the drasha. Kol shehu mimenu le'ishim, anything that has from it, le'ishim, to the fire, harehu, the rest of it is b'bal taktiru. So all of these items, like chatas, the b'sar of the chatas, it already had the chelev of the chatas that is burned, the imurim of the chatas, or kachem kalam, or the minchas ha'omer, right, all of these items had a part that went to the mizbeach, so therefore, there's an iser to burn it. Says the Gemara, v'shtei alechem alechem apadim yesh behen le'ishim. The shtei lechem and the lechem apanim. What part of them go are burned? Vatanya, yatzu shtei lechem and lechem apanim shei mehem leishim. Those we're going to have later on. There's nothing burned. The shtei lechem and the lechem apanim. That's all split up by the kohanim. So what is that? How does this fit into the drasha? And how could the brisa quote this halacha that if you burn some of it on the mizbeach, it's going to be usher based on this pasuk? No, the lima doesn't apply to these two. Says the gemara. Yes, it does. Amar of sheishes. Ein migufo la'ishim. Right? Ein migufo la'ishim, meaning these items, the she'alechem d'lechem apanim, they have something that goes to the ishim. Right? They have the something that goes along with it. The kifsei atzeres goes along with the she'alechem, and the bazichin go along with the lechem apanim. So therefore it does fit in. Some of it goes la'ishim as well. Okay, period. Itmar. Why is that halacha there? It's because we've been talking about the Isser of Sar and Dvash, which we'll talk more about in a couple of minutes. Itmar, hamala mikulam agabe kakevesh. What if you put from all of these, not on top of the Mizbeach, but on the kevesh, on the ramp of the Mizbeach? You didn't bring it all the way up. You made a fire on the ramp. And right? At the Yoma, everybody's collecting wood already. Lag Ba'omer, let's say they collected wood. They were so excited, the Kohanim, to burn something, so they went up on the ramp and they burned it on the ramp. Or maybe it was very crowded on top. So they burned it on the ramp, right? A lot of Kohanim up there, and they figured, this says Kedusha also. I know, I learned Mesechus Zvachim, said the Kohanim. And the Mesechus Zvachim in the ninth parak, we learned Mizbeach Mekadesh Esaroylo. As long as something's up on the Mizbeach, if something goes up on the Mizbeach, it's Mekadesh it. And we learned there, Kesheb Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. If you remember that Mishnah we had in Pesayin or so, in Zvachim, that if you have a Devar Pasol, that goes up on the Mizbeach, even on the Kevesh, it's Mekadesh it. So not only the Apostle, maybe they thought the Kevesh is always like, has all the status of the Mizbeach. So what happens if you violated this Isser, if you're Ma'ala, any of these items that are not supposed to be burned on the Kevesh? So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Rabbi Elazar Amar Pater. Machlokes, Chayev or Pater. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, that you're Chayev, why? Detanya, Ha Mizbeach, Ein Li El Mizbeach. Kevesh Bidayin, I only know that the Mizbeach is considered a Haktara for you to violate the Isser of Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim. But what about, how do I know, even the Kevesh, Tamalomar, the El HaMizbeach Lo Ya'alu L'Ratzon. To the Mizbeach, it won't be L'Ratzon. So that extra phrase includes the ramp of the Mizbeach in terms of Kedusha. Rebbe Lazar, my pater, my time. Rebbe Lazar says, pater, why? Why are you pater if it's on the ramp? My time. Ata Omar Kra, Sa'ar Udvash, Karban Reishis, Takriv Osam, says, connected to the previous pasuk, that Sa'ar and Dvash don't be makriv them, Osam hu derabi lecha kevesh kemizbeach. No, the pasuk is only referring to what's written next to it. So the iser of being makriv Sa'ar and Dvash on the mizbeach, that is what is included, even if you do it on the kevesh, aval midi achrini lo, but nothing else. You got to think about the svara. I was trying to look around a little bit. What's the svara now? So if you burn other isura, the isura being mala, a dover that's not supposed to be burned, that according to the second day, according to Belazar, that's isura is only on the top of the mizbeach. But sar and dvash specifically, there's a ribui to include even if you burn them on the ramp. What's unique? It seems to be the isser, you got to explain it, that the isser is somehow a different type of isser than the others. Unless you want to say it's just a xeris hakasav. Say those don't need a full maisa haktara. Assuming that a maisa haktara has to be on top of the mizbeach, those are less. They need something less, and therefore the kevesh is good enough, and one doesn't need the mizbeach for that. So that is, it's a svara to talk about. Okay, on top. For Rabbi Yochanan, hi osa my avidle. So let's talk about what each of these amoraim do with the other one, the other limud. So Rabbi Yochanan, hi osa my avidle. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it is included, you are chayiv by all of these on the ramp. So what does he do with the limiting word of osam? So we barely look at the Tanya. Yachol yehe yachid misnadev umevi kayotze banedava. You might think that a yachid is allowed to bring a carbon nedava of the shtei halechem. Just like we know we bring a shtei halechem at Shavuos. You might think that a yachid can also bring a shtei halechem as a nedava. V'kori ani ba, and I call about it. Motzei sefasecha tishmar v'yasisa. That if you make a neder, say something with your mouth, you have to keep it. Tamalomar, no. Carbon racious takrivu, right? What the pasuk says right here, carbon racious by the shtei halechem. Takrivu, plural, you shall bring tzibur amarki l'chavalo yachid. A yachid cannot bring a shtei lechem. A yachid could bring a carbon mincha, voluntary, could have a minchas nedava, but you're not allowed to have in the form of shtei lechem. Right, we have the five types of minchas that you could be nodev. Marcheshes, machva, soles, mafetanur, the two types. So we have the five types, but you can't be nodev a shtei halechem form. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Yachol lo yehe yachid mevi sheinu mevi chavaso kayotze basa. You might think only a yachid is excluded for bringing shtei halechem as a nedava. Avo yehe tzibur mevi shemevi chavaso shekayotze ba. But a tzibur can bring it as a nedava. One second. When do we ever have a tzibur bringing a nedava? It's pretty unusual. So Rashi points that out. Rashi says hechi dami right across from where we are. In the summer when it's quiet, there is extra money in the big barrels that they collected the shkalim with in the shofars. Right, the Mishnayos and Shkalim talk about how many, I think 13 shofars they had in the all different purposes in the Beis HaMikdash. So they had extra money, so they brought nedavas. So who decided what form it was? Probably the Kohanim. Kohanim decided which nedavas you're going to bring on behalf of the Sibur. So you might have thought they could also bring a nedava in the form of Shtei HaLechem. So that's the pasuk. Tabalomar Osam. Umay Yish L'chala Havi, what's the only thing that you could bring? Shtei HaLechem in a Sa'ar Ubikur. No, you have to bring these shtei halechem, which is chova from Sa'or on Shavuos, and bikurim can be brought from Tvash. That's the only thing that the pasuk is including. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with the word osam. He excludes any of these other options, the shtei halechem being an adava, either for a yachid or for a tzibur. We discussed in the past a little bit the iser of dvash. We spoke about the isser of sa'or the past couple of days. The isser of being machamez, any type of karim mincha. Let's just review for a few minutes the isser of dvash. What is the isser? What's the root isser of why? There's an isser of putting honey on the mizbeach with any other carbon. You might think honey is nice and sweet, and it'll make the carbon taste good. So why is there an isser? So the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai both quote the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, who says about many halachas of the karbanos, the isser is because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah put honey in all of their sacrifices, so we want to stay away from that. I'm reading to you from Rabbeinu Bachai, Katzav HaRab say for Hamora. They didn't just learn Mishnah Torah, they learned Mor Nevuchim also. Ki minhag ovdei akum shebechom en chasum hayu makrivin chametz, v'hayu ma'arvin dvash, b'chol karban asayim, v'lechein asum l'gavoa. Number one says, Rabbeinu Bachai, because, like the Rambam, they used it for Avodah Zarah. Number two, v'yalderach ha-pshat. What's the pshat? Ki ha-karban l'chaper bo kolavon oseinu. The carbon is to bring kapara. V'lulei ha-mesis v'ha-mediach, shehu yetzer hara. Without the Yetzer Hara within us, lo hay adam chote, lo hay yitzarach lo carbon klal. A person wouldn't have sinned, they wouldn't have needed the carbon. The Sa'ar and the Dvash are the symbols of the Yetzer Hara. The sa'ar symbolizes the sa'ar shebe'isa, the Gemara says in Brachos, what brings us up and makes us focus on ourselves and not focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sa'ar, as we mentioned in the Tshuva of the Radvaz, and Tuf Tuf Kufay in Zion. That's why there's such a chumra of chameit, there's an Isser Kares, and you have a chiyuv to get it out of your house, and it's Aser B'mashu, and you have to search and destroy. You have no other Isser like that in anywhere, except maybe for Avodah Zarah, but says the Rabbeinu Bachai, that's the Sa'or, the Sibol, and the Dvash also, he says, symbolizes the sweetness that takes us away, the sweet Gashmias that takes us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if somebody brings a Karban with Sa'or and Dvash, it's as if, in his language, Nimsa Tovel V'Sheretz Biyado. It's as if you're bringing a Karban, you're going to the Mikvah and you're holding a Sheretz, but there's Tumah in your Karban, and therefore one shouldn't bring it, Sa'or and Dvash. Another reason I saw yesterday that I never saw before, and I did not mention this in the Mitzvah Shir, those of you who listen, so I'll add it right now. The Meshech Chachma says another reason for the Isser of Dvash. Where does he say this? Not in Vayikra. He says this by Cain and Hevel. If you look closely, the big discussion, the Mefarshim there, what was the difference between the carbon of Cain and the carbon of Hevel? Or why was Hevel's accepted and not Cain's? So some say it's Mibchoros, so no. It was the best of his sheep. The best. So the best, that's why it was accepted. You don't just bring a carbon, you have to give the best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Meshech Chachma has another suggestion. He says, Kayan brought pre-ha'adama. The fruit, brought fruit. While Hevel brought sheep. What's the difference? Says the Meshech Chachma, V'ha'inyan muskal, ki lo bachar Hashem b'karban, ki im behishtatif maisa ha'adam bazeh. Hashem is not interested in karbanas unless something that man had some type of tircha in preparing. Don't give me something, God says, that I gave you, and you have done nothing for. Kamo bal chai, like an animal. Shadam tarech b'tibulo b'gidulo, like an animal, which a person has to raise and be matriach in. So an animal, it's difficult. A person put in his kishkes and his tirchas. Okay, so I'll take that as a carbon, says Hashem. V'lachein asra torah mechusar zman. That's why you can't bring a carbon mechusar, this week's parsha. Right, Mechusar Zman, why you have to wait until it's 8 days old. He's only had it less than a week, so what have you done for this animal? Nothing. Mechusar Zman. Kivat shenolad v'hu nigmar mehateva bilvad lo yeratza. V'chein ha-pri. Bringing me fruit. Okay, Bikurim is a separate mitzvah. Bikurim is the first fruit. So he acknowledges that it came from Hashem. Fine, give that to the Kohanim. But generally, a pri is a karbon. Kivan zigidulo nigmar mehateva bilvad b'lo ma'isa adam lo yeratza l'reich nichoach l'fei Hashem yizbarach. V'lachein, lo yiratza l'minchash, rak so les chitim ogeres karmel. Shenishtatev b'isa adam, you gotta grind it up first. Don't give me whole grain with a chaff on it, or with you didn't do anything. You gotta do something. V'chein yayin v'shemen, shakol b'amim b'isa adam. Wine and oil, you worked in a vat. But duvsha, what do you do with honey? Do anything with honey. Honey is basically, you have to work it, but you have to put it into a vat. You squeeze out some dates, and you get some honey. It's not the same as processing oil or processing wine. Duv shu d'tamri v'shar peiris ha'mashkin ha'yotzin. Comes out by itself. Lo chashivi. And that's the chol sarit, right? It's mashkin shesavu. Mashkin shesavu. V'lochein gam b'toras ben noach kein. Depri lo yiratza l'reach nichoach. So that's why Cain was rejected, and that's another, put it on the list, that's another reason why Sa'or is a different reason, but that's why Dvash. Lo satir mimenu, yisheh l'ashem. It's not usually found, because that's the Meshech Chachma in Brachos. It's not on this pasuk here in Vayikra. But that is what is explained. Okay, by the way, Dvash doesn't only mean Dvash Tamarim in this context, which it means in Eretz Avos Chalav Dvash. I didn't bring it, but the Radvaz has a tshuva where it means any sweet fruit juices. Apple juice also would be called the dvash, as we spoke about any sweet ingredients from juice that goes onto the mizbech that would all be included. That's the Radvaz. If you want to look it up, in Gimel Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. Okay, so talk about yesterday, May Paris. What does May Paris mean? We had yesterday, right? Non-water. So also was discussed there too. Biter says the Gemara, v'shtei alechem lo yikru v'nedava. Shtei halechem, when it's not allowed to be makrav nedava, you can't give it as a form. Why not? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan used the pasuk for. But the brisa says, im nomar kol sa'or, loma nemar kol dvash, v'im nemar kol dvash, loma nemar kol sa'or. Right, why does the pasuk say, ki chol sa'or v'chol, lo, ki chol sa'or v'dvash? We have this two separate calls. So, there's a uniqueness about each of those halachas. What is that? Sa'or hutar michlalo b'mikdash. Sa'or, there's a heter b'mikdash. We'll see what that is. There's a time when you could bring sa'or into the mikdash. Dvash, right, what is that? I mean, that's by the shtei halachem, could be chametz. Dvash, lo hutar michlalo b'mikdash. Dvash, you can never, there's never a carbon that is demanded by God that needs dvash. Sa'or, yes. The first mission is parak, remember? Kol menachos ba'os matzah, except for the two. Except for the two, the chametz shebetodeh and the shtei halachem. Right, that's it. But here, by dvash, there's never a heter. So that's why it has a difference, has a uniqueness. Dvash, hutar, b'shiarei menachos. Sa'or, lo hutar, b'shiarei menachos. Dvash, you're allowed to put dvash after a kohen brings a karmen mincha. The leftovers, he can put honey in. He can eat his leftovers, he can make matzah brai. Putting some honey in and putting some honey on it afterwards with the leftovers. Right, that's fine, because the Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere that you have to, the Kohanim have a mitzvah to eat it in a royal, tasteful way. L'mashcha k'derach sh'amalachim ochlim. So therefore they can put honey in it. But sa'ar lahuta b'shiyari menachas. But sa'ar is not allowed even in the leftovers. The Issa d'araisa being machmitz, the mincha, even applies to shirayim. We had that yesterday. Says the Gemara, the reason, because there is a uniqueness about each one, chutzrach lomar kol sa'or, v'chutzrach lomar kol dvash. That's why the Brisa continues. It says that's why it has to say each one separately. Because each one you might have thought, oh, this is special because you're allowed to be maktirit by the shtei halachem and the toda. Oh, this one is special because you're allowed to use it in the shirayim of the kohen. But that's why you have to have two separate isur to tell me that it's always usur besides that. But the Gemara says, that finishing up the Brisa, sa'or dehuta mechlalo b'mikdash mai nihu. So sa'or, that was hutar mechlalo. Where do you see sa'or that was hutar in the mikdash? Mai nihu, lav shtei halachem dekarv a nedava. Isn't it the shtei halachem that you can be makriv as a nedava? Right? Isn't that what it's referring to? So it will be a kasha, what we said earlier. Ask Rashi, what can you just say it's the chovos? Okay, what do you have to say? Oh, it's the shtei halachem that I brought nedava. Maybe it's the chovos. Says Rashi, do di mi hanach the chovo lo matzi lo meimar. Toholo hutar b'mikdash to lo karav la mizbeach. The language wouldn't have been used of hutar mechlalo b'mikdash because you eat the shtei halachem. So therefore, I can't be talking about that. So it must be a case that you were no Dave shtei halachem, and it can be made out of sa'ar, and you're going to burn it on the mizbeach like other minchas. So isn't that what it's referring to? So it'll be a kasha of what we said earlier. So Amar v'Amram lo li karev imahem. No, it's talking about, as we know, the shtei halachem is brought with two shlamims, the only shlamim that are kachay kachim, the kivsei atzeres. So that's what it's referring to. It could use the lashon of hutar michlalo b'mikdash or hukrav b'mikdash, even though it's not the shtei halachem themselves that are chovos or not are not given in the mikdash, but you could say that because its partner, the kivsei atzeres, are hukrav. But that's the chiddush. You have a carbon that has sa'or related to it. That's the chiddush that you could still have. Likari v'imahim. Says the Gemara, 1 second. There's one other one also. There's another carbon that has sa'or related to it. Ihachi bikurim nami. What about bikurim? Ditznan. The Mishnah describes in bikurim, which we'll read in a minute. The Mishnah describes hagozalos sha'al gabi asalin. There were birds that you brought along with the baskets of bikurim. Hayaolos. They brought that as olos. Fahasalim shibiyadam nosa nitan on the kohanim. And the baskets themselves were given to the kohanim. Included in bikurim is, right, Bikurim comes from the Shivas Haminim. Included is Tamar. So the Dvash Tamarim. So is that another example where you bring Dvash along with a carbon? So why is that the only exception mentioned earlier? So the Gemara says, no. Hanu la'atir Bikurim hu da'asi. Don't compare the Kivsei Atzeres' relationship with the Shtei HaLechem and the Bikurim's relationship with these birds. The Shtei HaLechem and the Kivsei Atzeres that has a very tight relationship. And when does the lechem become niskadesh? Only with the shechita of the shtei lechem. And we had earlier, what if you brought more than two? In either direction. We had discussions. What's niskadesh? Do you go, gets it to sugi's a breira? But the birds by the bikurim, that's just brought there to make it look nice. That's just to give shevach to Hashem. There's no real substantive connection between the birds that are brought with the bikurim and the bikurim themselves. If you remember, it's always fascinating, many drushes have been given about this, the bikurim parade in Paragimel and bikurim. No other mitzvah do you make such a fuss. That bikurim, the Mishnah is described, Ketzah Malan as a bikurim. How you have a bikurim? Kol Ayarash B'maimad, Miskansos Leir Shamaimad. All the cities around come, V'lon and Berachov Shalir, they sleep in the street, V'loy Nechlas and Lubat, and they didn't go inside. And they say, Kumo V'nalat Tzion, Al Hashem Elokeinu. They say, let's go to Tzion. Hakrovim Mivim Tainim V'anavim, V'archogim Mivim Grogeris V'tzimukim. Fine, the close ones bring the fresh fruit, and the far ones dry them out first, so they can last the whole time. V'hashar Holich Lifneim, and the ox goes in front of them. V'karn of Mitzubo Zab, and you decorate its horns with gold. V'atar Shol Zayis Barosho, and you put another Atara, a crown of olives on its head. Hechalil Makil Lefeim. You hired the marching band. Atcha Magia Karv Yishalayim. Until you get close to Yishalayim, you get close. You send messengers. Make sure everybody knows Bikurim are on their way. The Itras Bikureim, and then all the farmers come out. Chobali Umni Shibishalayim Omdim Lefeim Mishalom Mishlomam Achenu Atchi Makom Ploni Basim Lishalom, and they continue to talk about. It's unbelievable. You don't do this by bringing other karbanos. You don't do this by Meister Shani. You don't do this specifically Bikurim. You don't do this by Lila Regel. You don't even do this. This is a specific prayer by Bikurim. It's about Akaras HaTov. A lot of drash was given about the uniqueness by Bikurim, but this is part of it. Part of it are these birds. These birds, Hagozalosh, Agabe, Asalam, Hayaolo, Sumasha, Biyadam, Nosan, Lakoanim. Right, that's what it says. And then he says, Yigati Ayom, Arami Obed Avi, and he gives it to the Kohen, and he is Mishtacha Vevi Yetze. Rav Soloveitchik also pointed that out. This is the only mitzvah, Daraisa, that has Hishtachavaya associated with it. Okay, Tefillah, you could say, is, but not the same Hishtachavaya, Pisha Yadayim Raglayim. It's the only mitzvah Daraisa where the Torah demands Hishtachavaya. Might symbolize total his spotless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's Bikurim, Paragimel and Bikurim, and it's related to these birds, right? These birds, again, are not a chi of Daraisa. It's just part of the whole ceremony, part of the whole parade that is done in for the Mevi'e Bikurim. Okay, we continue now. Boy, Rami Bachama, Rami Bachama, ask me Rav Chisda. So, how do we get into this whole discussion? We've been talking about the Isra of being Machmitz a carbon mincha. So, in that, the pasuk that we learned it out from is called Sa'ar v'chol dvash lo satir b'menu shal Hashem. One of the pasukim. We also had lo se'afech hametz, lo se'asech hametz. But related to that is not putting any Sa'ar in the Mizbeach. So, we have the limud, where we started today, of anything that should be burned. Kol shem imenu le'ishim harehu b'val taktiru. So, now, what about this case? What about achadas ha'of? Achadas ha'of, if you remember, none of it is burned on the Mizbeach. The language of the Mishnah is vachim, ein le Mizbeach el adama. We just squeeze out some of its blood, and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. Chatas Ha'of. So, is there an Isser of Ma'alech Chatas Ha'of Agabe HaMizbeach? Does it fall into the same Is Pasuk? What? Why? Because none of it's burnt. So, Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim Amar Rachmano V'Hai Ein Mimenu Le'ishim. Here, maybe it wouldn't be included in the same Isser. You're at least Mevatel Anasei. Because there's a mitzvah daraisa for the Kohanim to eat it, achilas kachim. So if you put it on the mizbeach, you're being mevatel liasei. But are you in violation of the iser? So do we say kachim et liishim, and this does not have anything that goes liishim? O dilma kol sheshmo karbon v'hainam ishmo karbon. Or does mimenu liishim, is that just a reflection that it has the status of a karbon? And this also is called a karbon. Chatas of it's a karbon, right? And therefore, Rashi goes to Pazik where it's called a carbon, and therefore you should be chayiv here too. So Amar Lei, kol sheshmo carbon, v'hainami shmo carbon. Yeah, take the larger definition. It is a carbon, and therefore there is an issa daraisa of being makrivit. Kid tanoi. Maybe this is also a machlokas tanoim. Rebbe Lezer Omer, kol shemenu liishim. Rebbe Akiva Omer, kol sheshmo carbon. Right, it's machlokas tanoim, what the definition is. Ma'i binayu, l'may nafkamina. First one is what we just said. Amar Rav Chisda, b'sar chatas of ikibinayu. First nafkamina is the b'sar chatas of. Which you don't have me menu leishim, but it is called a carbon. Rav Amar, second one, log shemen shel metzora ikibinayu. What about the oil that's brought that the metzora brings at the end of his process of becoming tahar? So he brings a log and you sprinkle some of it on him. You sprinkle some of it on the mizbeach. We discussed it at length. The Lok Shem Shabbat Sarah. Ditani Levi Kol Karbanam L'Rabbah's Lok Shem Shabbat Sarah. So there's another nafkamina. The Lok of the Mitzorah is also called a Karban, even though it is not Mimenu Le'ishim. It's not Mimenu Le'ishim. Rashi points out, sixth wide line, V'ikasha, 1 second, Hare Karav Mimenu, Ta'asha Mitzorah Ba'imo. What do you mean? There is a Mimenu here. Doesn't the oil of the Mitzorah have a special relationship with the Asham of the Mitzorah? Isn't that similar to the Shtei HaLechem and the Kifsei Atzeres, says Rashi? Rashi says, no, it's still not the same. It's not as tightly connected. Why? Because you can bring the oil of the Asham a week and a half later. You don't have to bring it with the Asham. You can bring it, and there's connection. The Torah connects it in Torah Shebichsav, because the Torah says, in the same place where you put the Dama Asham, you have to put the oil. So it connects it in Psukim, but really, you can bring it a week and a half later, Asara Yamim. So therefore, says Rashi, it's not as connected, and it wouldn't be have the same rules. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Let's go weiter. Says the Braisa, Seor. Saar b'baal taktiru, ein li elakulo, miksasa minayin, I only know the whole saar. What does that mean? We'll see soon. Miksasa minayin, how do I know? Even some of the saar, tamilomar kol. So kol means even miksasa. Eruve minayin, how do I know? Even if the saar is mixed in with matzah, it's a taroves, tamilomar kikol. Right? So you not say not only all of it, even some of it, and even a mixture. So my Amar, what exactly does it mean all and some? So we have a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Hachi ka Amar, Saor bebal taktiru, Saor bebal taktiru, Ein li ela kizayis. That's what it means by kol. This is only, I know, a kizayis. Chati zayis binayin. How do I know even a chati zayis of Saor violates the istadaraisa bebal taktiru? Tamal Amar kol. So even a half a kezias of Sa'or is going to be Asur. A ruva minayin. How do I know even a mixture? Tamalomar kiko. So Abaya says it's about kezias. Kezias, half a kezias, and even a mixture. Rava amar? No, different pshat. Hachika amar. Sa'or bebatak tiru ainli ela kometz. What does kulo mean? A kometz size. That's what it means, Sa'or. Chati komets binayin. I don't know even a chati komets. Tabalomar ko. Eruva binayin. Tabalomar kiko. So machlokas avaya and rava. Whether kulo means in terms of kizayis and chati zayis or komets and chati komets. Would you be loke for those chatis? Learned out from ko. I mean, chati shir, right? It's a special limud. Special limud that chati shir is also here telling, teaching me it's not a chati shir. Teaching me this is the shir. L'chora, I mean the whole chati shir in Yuma is learned that from a ribuy of kol. And you still don't get an onesh for chati shir over there.
And what's this
name? So then what's this, right? If you say chati shir is ready asr, so then what's this limud? So l'chora, right. L'chora you'd get either. This is the isser, even more. This is the shir of the isser of sa'ar, and therefore one would get l'chora malchus for it as well. Good question. Okay. So b'maika miflaki, what is the, what's the machlokas about here between Abaya and Rava? Why does one darshan it as kizayis and chati zayis, and the other one darshan it as kometz and chati kometz? So Abaya Amar, Abaya the orphan, Abaya whose name was Nachmeni, who his friend Rava Bar Nachmeni gave him the nickname of Abaya, based on the pasuk Asher b'cha yerucham yasom. Abaya, he had rachmanis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmanis on yasomim. So Abaya savar yesh kometz pachos mishne zesim. Abaya says some kometz is, some kemitzes are less than 2 kezesim. So therefore, if you take miksas of that, so each miksas will be less than a kezias. V'yesh haktara p'chusim mikezias. And therefore, he holds that you could be matir something and it would be significant even less than a kezias. So therefore, it says kezias, and then chatzizias is also, he holds that elsewhere, that it's possible that haktar less than a kezias. So therefore, he says also the isra of sa'or is less than a kezias. And therefore, you have the positive haktar less than a kezias, and the isurim, that's why he darshans it as kezias and mixas zayis. Rava amar no. Ein kometz pachas bishnei zesim. There is never a kometz that is less than 2 zesim. The ein haktar pachusim kezias. And therefore there's no haktar less than kezias. Therefore Rava cannot darshan it as as Abaye. Therefore, he darshes it as komets and chati komets, but even the chati komets will always be at least a kezias. Okay, that's the root. Yeah.
According to Abaye, where are we learning
that the Yisr? According to Abaye, we're learning the same psukim, or teaching us the Yisr.
But the Yisr is because it's called a haktara.
Elsewhere we know,
it's a haktara,
and that's how he knows that we're allowed to darshen these psukim this way. Right, from elsewhere. From elsewhere, he's learning how to be able to darshan these psukim.
Whereas Rava is saying that this is a
chiddush of chiddush Torah. Well, Rava says it's still not going to be less than a kezias. Rava says you never have a haktara less than a kezias. That's why he says you have to darshan this as komets and chatzi komets, but even the chatzi komets is going to be at least a kezias. That's Rava. Okay, Vaiter, last section of today. Itmar. Hamala misor umi dvash al galia mizbeach. What if somebody is mala from saor and dvash? What does this mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says this means you're malid altogether. Malas aren't vash on the mizbeach. Omar Rava loke, meaning you just one mixture. Aren't vash. Rashi says she'irban yachad. You put them together. Omar Rava. Rava says you get four malchus, four averis for that one act. Loka mishum sa'ar, v'loka mishum dvash, loka mishum iruve sa'ar, umishum iruve dvash. Four averis, because in this one mixture you have sa'ar, you have dvash, and you have the isra, the mixture of sa'ar, and you have kol, you have four separate isurim. Tosas cannot accept that. Tosas says all you did was the mixtures; you didn't do them separately. If you want to get all the averis, says Tosas, you know what happened here? First you did sa'ar, then you did dvash, then you did them together. That's four malchus, and that's the case we're talking about, says Tosas. According to Rashi, why should you get the separate isra of sa'ar and the separate isra of dvash? So Rashi says you mixed it together. Tosfos quotes Rashi, but then Tosfos says, I don't like that. Look at the sixth wide line in Tosfos. In Tosfos Hamala, V'nira Lefarish, Demairi, Shemala Sa'ar B'fnei Atzmo, V'dvash B'fnei Atzmo, V'sar V'dvash B'rav and Yachad. That's where you can get four Averis. V'hela Shlashto B'bas Achas, Da'as Sa'ar V'dvash, D'be'einayu Lokishtayim, V'alei Ruvan Shtayim, Chalimishim Eruvi Sa'ar V'chalimishim Eruvi Dvash. So Rashi is a big Chiddush. Rashi says that even putting all, doing all of them together, you're still, they don't lose their own identity. Sa'ar is still Sa'ar, Dvash is still Dvash, and the Isser of the mixture of Sa'ar and Dvash is also there. Yeah. Right, so that is the Chiddush of Rashi. What's the lumpus of Rashi and Tosfos? Does each one lose its identity when they're in a mixture?
Or you could say that the Chiddush of Rashi is that's what the pasuk is coming to teach me. Why do I need a separate limud of a ruva taper clay? Because it's a chatzishir. And the kol already told me.
Okay, but you could say that what Josh said before, and that is that the chiddush is that you get punishment. This isn't just the chatzishir that's usur, but not an onesh.
That's what kol taught me. What does ki kol told me? In other words, I don't need an eruv of sa'or or eruv of dvash is already at least a minimum of a chatzi, right?
Oh, chatzi of the shear, whichever one you hold, the bayin rava.
Because chatzi doesn't mean chatzi. Chatzi means less than.
Mix us.
Right. So that's already in kol. So why do I need a separate limud on eruv? It's at least a mix us. Comes along.
Okay, but you might have said eruv. The fact that it's eruv, it's matal, loses its regular like tarovas chametz. Tarovas chametz also not even if you had the separate chametz in there. Okay. Fine. Vaitis, that's Rava says four averus. Abaya Amar Ain Lokin Alav Shabaklalis. Rav called this Alav Shabaklalis. It's all one Isser, right? It says what makes an Alav Shabaklalis? Which language of the Torah? So Rashi points out, third skinny line, Kol Sa'or Dimishtami Mine Sa'or Ve'eruvin Ve'chein Kol Dvash. Because it says Kol Sa'or, and that statement each includes two, and that's why it's a problem. It's not because of the second half of the pasuk, Rashi says, it's the first half of the pasuk. It's a lav shebeklalos, and therefore, we know the principle is lav shebeklalos ain't lokin alav. Ika da amre chadami alaki. This is an important machlokas. Some say, when it says you're not lokin alav shebeklalos, some say you do get one malchus. But it's just lav shebeklalos. If you do seven of the isurim in lav shebeklalos, you only get one. Ika da amre chadami lo laki. Some says you don't even get one malchus. So why? As we know, the rule is, it says in Parshas Ki Seisei, lo sachsum shor b'disho, there's an isra muzzling one's animal, and that's put right next to Abaram Yakenu lo Yosef, the marker for malchus. So we learn from there, one only gets malchus, dumi de lav de chasima. So therefore, just like the lav of chasima has a maisa, so too, you only get malchus for a lav sheish ba maisa. Just like lav de chasima is a singular lav, so you don't get malchus for a lav shebeklalos. Just like chasima you can never get misa for, so too you don't get malchus for a lav shenita unless there has misa's bezdin. Just like, what else do we have? Just like lav de chasima is not nita klase, so too you don't get malchus for a lav nita klase. All of those connect to this idea. There is a machlokas rishonim, I think we've has come up in the past, exactly how to define a lav shebeklalos and what is not a lav shebeklalos. And the question that the rishonim deal with is, why isn't yontif, the iser malacha on yontif, a lav shebeklalos? They don't ask it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you chayv skila. But let's say you do malacha on yontif b'mezid, right? Non-ochel nefesh. So you chayv malchus. You chayv malchus for each and every malacha. Ask Tosfos in Sanhedrin of Dafsama Gimel. That's the sugya lav shebeklalos. That's where losochlo al adam is with all the surim. That's the model of lav shebeklalos, losochlo al adam. Right? What does the Gemara say there? Losochlo al adam. Don't eat blood of the animal, and don't bez is not allowed to eat on the day they put somebody to death. And the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud says you can't eat before davening. Otochlo lefesh atem is palam al dimchem. And the Gemara says you're not mavrin on haruge bezdin, and you don't give a special suta. And all these different limudim. Based on that positive of Sochol Adam. How do you know Ashar for Ben Sora or Mora? So Tosfos there says, why isn't Yontif a Lav Shebeklalos? How do you get Malchus for Sasakal Malach on Yontif? It's a Lav Shebeklalos. So two very different answers given by Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos right here, or if Soloveitchik spoke about this, or if Shechter speaks about this in the Eretz Tzvi. So says Tosfos, the Hasam Mifaresh Tfei, Dechsiv Avoda, Dimishtama Kol Malacha Shehi Avoda. What does that mean? There's more. It's not like, that's not a lav shebeklalos because it says lo sasa kol malacha. What is a lav shebeklalos? If you have an iser which has a pshutil shel mikra, and then you darshan a lot of other things from it, but if you have a statement which you can fill in the blank, lo sasa kol malacha can mean plowing, lo sasa kol malacha can mean writing, lo sasa kol malacha can mean all these things. That's not a lav shebeklalos. Lav shebeklalos is a pasuk that has a Pshutel Shemikra, and then you dash in a lot of other things from it, which are on a deeper level of interpretation. That's a Lav Shebeklalos. But where you have what Rav Rosenzweig likes to call a Lav Klali, a general Lav, right? So this is, right, that's not a Lav Shebeklalos. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shorash Tesk is a very different reason. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs says, you know why Yontif is not a Lav Shebeklalos? Because all the Isurim are all Shem Echad. They're all in Lundis, one Isser. They're 39, not less than 39, because we have a lot of cooking. Well, let's say cooking, not L'Shem Ochal Nefesh. Let's say there are 39 different ways of doing the same Shem Isser. That's not a Lav Shebeklalos. Lav Shebeklalos means if you have 10 different Shemos Isurim from one Pasuk. But Yantif is all Shem Isser Echad, Losasa Kol Malacha. It's 39 ways to violate Losasa Kol Malacha, and therefore, it is not a problem. I think Rav Rosenzweig called this Lav HaKolel. Lav HaKolel, Lav Klali, both of those are not Lav Shebeklalos. Right? So it's very, what is a Lav Shebeklalos? So you have to do work backwards. According to the Ramban, Lav Shebeklalos means 39 different Shemos Yisurim. Tosfos doesn't hold like the Ramban. So maybe Tosfos is saying, even if it is 39 different Shemos Yisurim, but if they're all could be fit into the Pshutel Shemikra, that's still good enough. That's not a Lav Shebeklalos. Lav Shebeklalos is only when you have Pshutel Shemikra and you darshan many other Averis from that as well. That is, you look at Rav Shechter and Eretz Tzvi and Simon Lamed Vav has a whole discussion of Lav Shebeklalos. But just to mention one more item, which we, I think has come up in the past, fascinating discussion. We mentioned Lav Anita Glase is also one of the sources of Lav Anita Glase, or not getting Malkus, is Dumi Dalav Tachasima. The Stechemen quotes Achronim, why aren't all Isurim Lav Anita Glase's? Nita Glase for Tshuva. Every Isser you have to do Tshuva for. So every Isser is just Gazelle. Veshav is Akzela. Every Aveir in the books you have to do Tshuva for. Veshav is Akzela. And not just Veshav Akzela. So everything is Lav Anita. So you should never get Malkus. So the Stechemen quotes three answers. The first one is Harif. The first one says, one second, if you say that all Yisurim in life are Lav Anita Glase because of Tshuva, then even Lav De Chasima is Lav Anita Glase. And you get Malkus for that, then it would be Dumi, the Lav De Chasima, because this would be a Lav Anita Glase, and that would be a Lav Anita Glase. They would all be Lav Anita Glase, therefore it would still be Dumi, the Lav De Chasima, which you get Malkus, gets Malkus. Answer number one. Number two is based on the Tshuva that know the Behuda. The Behuda says, he has the Kasha, which has come up in Tshuva Shirim in the past, why can't Bezdin accept Tshuva for Chayvi Mises Bezdin? Let's say somebody commits murder, Rahman al-Islam, and then he has a life-changing experience. The next 20 years, he sits and learns, and he becomes a Gadol Hador. And after that, Edom come and testify that he killed Shimon. You know what? He's Chayiv Misa, we're going to put him to death. Why doesn't Shuvah work for Chayiv Misa's Bezdin? So many answers given to the question. The Noda Behuda's answer is that Bezdin Shalmata can't work with Shuvah. Bezdin Shalmata, they only work, first of all, how do we really know what's in his heart? Only Hashem knows that. And number two, Bezdin Shalmata only works with Los Ases. Right? You never, Bezdin Shalmata doesn't give out citations of, good Samaritans. Right? So it's like the police. The police have to pull you over and say, great right turn, great signal. Here's $100. Right? The police never do that. It's only if you do something wrong. It's only the Los Ases. Right? That's the mushroom. That's the Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't work with the Ases. So therefore, Tshuva, Bezdin Shalmata can't acknowledge that. That's why you get Malchus. Because you can't say it's a labdik, let's say, for tshuva. Because that's, so you can't use that for that. Number three is just, how could you say that? That everything, we know labdik, let's say, is a category in, a certain lavim. And you can't say that tshuva, that's in the background. It's gotta be specific for each and every avera to be called a labdik, let's say. Okay, that's in the Stechemet, in Chelek Gimel of the Stechemet, he talks all about the lavim. So that's where he talks about this question about tshuva. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. And, we will, continue next week.